the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think the establishment in Florida is a little uncomfortable with what's happened, and that's, which is not to say that they can't support Herman Cain, but so much of the establishment here has had committed themselves to Perry or Romney, and they were the ones that were running around reminding everybody of what a good track record that the Florida straw poll has had in predicting the primary results until the results came out, and then those people weren't returning phone calls right away. So time will tell. I mean, certainly in the next 5 months, what Herman Cain does here, what he does nationally, is going to lead, tell what direction he's going to be when we finally have the Florida primary in mid-February. But right now, will it predict it? This was so much of a surprise ending. It's hard to imagine that it can't be overcome with lots and lots of money by the establishment candidates. But we'll see.
Boy, what a comment that is on the establishment, if you will, and how your vote is bought and paid for by their money. That's a real indictment of the system, don't you think? 800-510-8255. That's a reporter from the Orlando paper talking about the reaction in Florida to Herman Cain winning last weekend's straw poll. It's been a tradition that whichever candidate wins the Florida straw poll goes on to win the party's nomination. Now, listen to this. As we get started in the countdown, the overview of the latest conversational information that comes from us listening to, gleaning, if you will, the focus of hosts and programs and listeners to issue-oriented talk radio programs, so-called political talk, all around the country. 800-510-8255. Rick Perry has tumbled by 20 percentage points over Republican presidential primary candidate Herman Cain. So, what this is, the news media and the money are co-opting your intention. If you're in Florida, what do you think of this? 800-510-8255. This has been reported on any number of services and with contacts, these news bloggers. The latest poll results have Rick Perry off and Herman Cain with 28%. Mitt Romney got 17% of the vote. The Zogby poll shows Perry actually down to 18%. He trails Cain by 10 points among GOP primary voters. Gene and Ralph and Fred and Harry and Eileen and Samantha, what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. As you go back to June, when Cain got started, he had 15% of the support. When Perry came in, he had 41% of the support. Romney had 15%, and Ron Paul had 13%. They were the four leading the pack in Florida when all of this began. Now it shakes out that Herman Cain got 28%, Perry has 18%, Romney 17%, and Ron Paul 11% as of September the 26th, which was Monday of this week. That's the result of the Zogby Interactive poll conducted over this past weekend of likely Republican primary voters. What an indictment of the news media and the system, given what that reporter just said. And you are the ones who are getting screwed. That's basically the bottom line. If, in fact, I mean, that's almost a third of the primary voters think Cain is the best candidate. That's startling. Startling to hear it. Startling to realize, again, back to what the reporter said, how you will be influenced by all the money that's spent to buy your vote through any number of means, and the news media basically writing this guy off over the course of the summer. Anyway, let's get started with more here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from Fox. Jenna Lee talks to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about Cain's 999 economic plan.
Can this work? You know, Jenna, he has just emerged on the stage. Just a week ago, we were talking about the big two, right, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. And now, you know, Herman Cain might make it the big three because of what happened in Florida. And so all of a sudden, everyone's taking a second look at that 999 plan, and it is incredibly bold. It's basically saying eliminate the current income tax structure, just blow it up, Jenna, and move with a 9% business tax, a 9% personal income tax rate, so you wouldn't have 40% tax rates. And then the new thing about this would be a 9% sales tax. And so this would totally restructure our tax system. A lot of business people I've been talking to are saying, you know, this would be great for American business, for American competitiveness. The question is whether American people, I don't know, Jenna, what do you think about a 9% sales tax?
Well, and that's the question, isn't it? That's along the lines of the VAT tax that we've talked about during this crisis.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder about lower income Americans, because they're not paying a 9% income tax right now. And then on top of it, if they go out and buy groceries, then you have a 9% tax on top of those groceries as well. So what about the effect for that group specifically?
Well, I think that's the most important question, because there's, if you ask the economists about what they think about this plan, almost all of them will say, are you kidding? This would be great for the U.S. economy to get the tax rates down from, as I said, as high as 40% down to 9%. But you have to wonder, how will this affect the lower income people who, as you said, Jenna, would pay that 9% sales tax when they go to the grocery store or when they go to 7-Eleven. But I think what Herman Cain would say, and I've heard him say this in a debate, Jenna, is, look, this is a plan that gets jobs back. This is a plan that raises people's incomes. So you're going to have a rising tide that lifts all boats, and all income groups are going to be better off with those added jobs. I think that's a very persuasive argument. Whether he can sell that to the American people is another question. But it's interesting, because when he goes on the campaign trail and talks to conservative Republican audiences, he gets a standing ovation when he talks about 999.
Well, and it sticks, right? It's something that you can remember, and it seems simple enough that you could kind of understand a complicated tax structure, and we know the tax system is so complicated right now. Let's just get back to why.
Let me just say one thing, if I could. Sure. Just an interesting little story about that 999. People have been asking Herman, you know, where did that come from? And as you know, he was the president of Godfather's Pizza. And so the joke in Washington, I don't know if this is true or not, that, you know, his you know, slogan when he was the head of Godfather was two medium pizzas for $9.99. So maybe that's where this came from.
Just wondering if it came from. No, no. We're only speculating, but that could be an interesting connection. If it worked for pizza, hey, maybe it's worth a shot. But getting back to why we pay taxes, Steve, I mean, the reason why we pay taxes is because we hope that we get it back in services or, you know, and roads being repaired and things like that. One of the criticisms of this as well is a question of whether or not it would actually raise enough revenue. And that's a tough question, because everyone's so critical of the revenue and how it's being spent right now. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's been some new studies that have looked at this very plan by independent analyses, and they have found that this actually would raise about the same amount of revenue as our current 35% corporate tax structure and our 40% personal income tax rates. And think about this just with respect, Jenna, to what this would do for American businesses, especially corporations. You're talking about American corporations going from a 35% corporate tax rate down to 9%. That can't help but bring jobs back in the United States.
All right, so of all of the analysis that I've heard of Cain and what he stands for and how that economic plan, the 999 plan works, that was actually quite good. Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal, understanding what Cain's program is all about. I'm listening to that and I'm thinking there's nothing but plus and positive, although I'm sure that there are plenty of people on the other side who would, and I'm not on any side, I'm for fixing the country, having our country become healthy and strive again to be on the top of the heap in the most positive way. And that has to do with our economy and the way people feel about our country. The way people feel about our country right now is not anything that's good for most. So let's think about these things. Worth conversation, right? What do you think of that plan? How would it affect you? 800-510-8255. Do you understand the plan? We can talk a little more about that as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the Prostate Formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Here's host Garrett Lewis talking to Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona about why he thinks Herman Cain is suddenly surging to the top in the heap of candidates.
What did you make of Herman Cain winning the Florida straw poll and all of a sudden bolting to the top of some polls and gaining traction in a lot of them?
Well, Mr. Cain speaks extremely well. You know, he's a businessman. He's lived this pursuit of the American dream, so he understands it very, very well. And I will tell you, I think it's that the electorate is looking and very closely looking at the individual candidates. So it just shows that, the American public hasn't really settled on somebody, as a GOP frontrunner. So. Here we go.
And do you think, you are basically ushered in. I mean, you're a small business owner. You're a dentist, owned your own business for a long time. You were pretty much vaulted in along with a whole bunch of other freshmen in the House that are pro-business, small government, basically Tea Party representatives. Since that happened, should this not be surprising that Herman Cain, who's a business guy, a Tea Party guy, might get the same kind of, same kind of support that you guys did?
Oh, you betcha, because people don't want to say what's happening, because what's not working, it seems same-o. And we're at a philosophical change, Garrett. It's not the government producing jobs, it's the private sector producing jobs. And Mr. Cain understands that very clearly. It's not about increasing the number of regulations, it's about streamlining the process and getting Americans back to work on behalf of America. So he gets it.
So it's good to hear that so many people are sort of following. This is an example, it seems to me, of the so-called new media, people that are citizen news gatherers on their own, knocking around, finding that the situation in our country is serious enough for you to get involved, and that's a cool thing. 21 after, more of this coming right up here on the Talk Radio Review.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison.
We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Some of your calls coming up here, the status of politicians and the control that the news media has over the spigot of information, all of those things are changing. And so we can be thankful for the new technology, perhaps the new media, if that's the way you look at things. Here's host Bill Manders talking with one of his callers about why Herman Cain did so well in the Florida straw poll.
Herm Cain beat Rick Perry and Mitt Romney combined. That speaks volumes, folks. And some are saying, well, it's a protest, you know, vote, that people were letting Mitt Romney and Rick Perry know that they can't just, you know, do a cakewalk and all that kind of stuff. Now, first of all, I told you that Rick Perry had some baggage. Mitt Romney, I don't think there's anything that's going to surprise you. You've heard it before because he's run it before. Rick Perry is not the godsend that many of you think he is. And I've been telling you that since day one. But the interesting thing about Herm Cain is he comes from a background of talk show host slash businessman. He has quite a bit of following in the South. And you know what? He's saying some things that are resonating with people. And that's why he's winning. That's why he won that straw poll. Now, whether he can take that to the end or not, I don't know. I really don't. Chuck, thanks for calling. Welcome to the program.
Well, a long time ago when Herb came on the TV, I said, man, I like this guy. I like what he's doing, man. I just feel that the government is a business. It's a business. And if you're not in business, you don't know how to run business.
There's only two guys that you could even say had anything to do with business that are in this race. Herm Cain is one of them, and Mitt Romney's the other, of course. Yeah. And Herm Cain did a great job as the CEO of Godfather Pizza.
Positively.
And he talks as a businessman. He resonates in the businessman's ear.
He does. And, you know, I did not vote for Barack Obama, and that's okay, whoever did. But it's funny because, well, it's not what I do for my living, but I'm a musician, so I have a lot of liberal friends. And my friends were, like, looking at me like I was some kind of bigot or racist. And, of course, I don't feel I am. But I would vote for him in a heartbeat.
Yep, the old business about being black surfaces again. That's part of this. It's very subtle, but it's there. Bill O'Reilly was on The View talking about what he thinks whoever wins the next presidential election needs to be like.
When you watch the Republican debates and you hear the people, whoever they are, yelling, booing the gay soldier or cheering on the fact that you put somebody to death who's on a gurney because he doesn't have insurance, is that the party of Lincoln?
Look,
Lincoln was a Republican.
I'm not going to get into the party politics because I don't care about that. It's not what I do. I watch them all, and I'm not going to get involved with that. I'm telling you the country's in trouble. We owe $14.5 trillion we can't pay back. Our power is on the decline everywhere. The next president has to get in and demand of all of us sacrifice. We're all going to have to make sacrifices.
So now I go back to the question I asked before, because the president has demanded sacrifices from everybody, and they don't want, and it doesn't seem everybody wants to hear it. So how do we find somebody that everybody likes?
Everybody hates.
Everybody hated Lincoln. President Obama may be the guy, or the Republican may be the guy. I don't know. But they've got to lead by example. No, the president, it's a top-down situation. The president has to lead, has to level with people.
Do you think he's not? Do you think Obama is far from Lincoln?
I'm not talk about partisan politics here, because that's not why I wrote this
book. You're saying what we need, meaning we don't have it. Why would we need something we already have?
Well, we don't have it yet. We don't have the leadership at the top, and in Congress either. And in Congress either. That's going to put the country first, rather than the ideology in my reelection first.
That's the way O'Reilly's got it. He's got his fingers on the pulse. The country has to come first, and you listen to these boobs back and forth where they're fighting about everything. They put themselves in the party first. O'Reilly is right, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Tell us your thoughts.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus 4 pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football experience.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't groceries.
grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Later on in this half hour, a focus on the Michael Jackson trial. It's misnomered. That's the way the news media is referring to it. It's the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, and some of the bizarre moments that have presented themselves already. I'm Doug Steffen. Here we're focused on the presidential race, also on the president's plan to raise taxes on millionaires, basically politicians in general, and how antsy most of you are, if you didn't hear Bill O'Reilly from The View talking about where we are, the trouble that we have, and how it would be. Nobody's saying this, but I'm going to say it because I think that it's important to say. Imagining that there are two black men running for the presidency of the United States is not out of contention. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And in fact, wouldn't that say something? Some of you would think it would be positive. Other people would say it would be negative. Some of you are bigots, and some of you are racists, and some of you are cool with all of this. And that's just the way it is in America. It's a microcosm of things, and you may recoil a little bit. What it does show, at least in terms of what many people think of some of the right-wing Republicans and how bigoted and racist they are, maybe they aren't, at least the ones who think that Herman Cain has got a good message. And the way he's getting support, excuse me, in the South, pretty indicative of the wave of change that's there. Does everybody agree? Nope. But there are a lot of things that are changing, and maybe it's because people are just realizing that the old business doesn't work anymore, no matter whether it's the old way of thinking about the races, or it's the old way of thinking about taxes, or the old way of thinking about how government has to work, or whatever it is. There are plenty of people in this country. It is my observation by being an observer of what I hear on the radio and watching some of the things that are in the media that this country is about on the brink of so much frustration that we will do collectively whatever it takes to bring us back around at least to some form of Fulfillment is probably the word. 800-510-8255. And to wit, this is pretty interesting from Florida. We're talking a lot about the Florida straw poll. The State House Speaker, Dean Cannon, has said on the record that officials in Florida are likely to choose January 31st as the date for their presidential primary. That is, excuse me, in direct violation of the Republican National Committee's rules. Florida's decision will likely push a rush among other states to move the timing of their own contest forward. And so this is basically the people in Florida saying to the National Republican Party, get lost. That's a good sign, I think, because the National Party people are too powerful, too influential, and do too much to protect themselves at the expense of you. The more there is a focus on two good candidates, i.e. two people running, or maybe a third independent candidate, and the earlier on, so the discussion, although it lasts way too long in our country, at least the discussion gets to the heart of the matter, which will encourage people to maybe down the line to vote in the primaries if people get excited. The problem with our system is that not enough people vote in the primaries. They think they've done their job if they vote in the final election. But as we can see, any fool who studies the system can see that over the years, the primaries are more important for picking the candidates. How many times have you said, I'm holding my nose and voting for one of two losers? Well, the reason that's the case is because you don't vote in the primaries. You don't understand the number of choices. There are a lot of good choices. Could there be more? Maybe. But there's some pretty good choices now among the Republicans, as there were good choices among the Democrats and Republicans a couple of years ago. But the party money, the power and control they have over the system, people are beginning to wake up to that, even as some of these politicians have worked hard to take civics and the things that are in our school system out that help you understand as you grow up what the system really is all about and how it works. People are figuring it out on their own, which speaks a little bit to the lack of influence now, even among the educational system, how it's flawed to the point where people are educating themselves. And that's something a lot of people are not even grasping. The American education system is falling apart at its roots, and people, there are more and more people schooling their children at home because they are disgusted with what's going on in the schools, with the drugs and the crime and the way that some children are being abused by other children. And so the whole that system is falling apart as well, as many other systems are falling apart. And people say that, okay, we'll fix it. We're smart enough. We can figure it out on our own. All right. So having said all of those things, food for thought for you. Here is radio program hosted by Garland Robinette, a conversation with political analyst Ron Fischow about this Herman Cain phenomenon.
At least one poll, Zogby poll, which I don't think is considered to be one of the main polls, correct me if I'm wrong, says that before the Florida straw poll, which former Godfather's Pizza CEO chairman, Herman Cain, won, but before that, they tested and they found him to head the GOP nominees. What do you make of this? I understand in other polls he's third or fourth.
Yeah, the Zogby poll is really an outlier on this, and Zogby has shown Cain running first in the past when other polls haven't. So I don't quite understand his methodology on there. But Cain, I'm sure, has enjoyed some bounce from the Florida straw poll. I think it has given him some publicity and got him some attention. But I don't think he is. I wouldn't think he's in the top tier yet with Perry and Romney.
You know, it's obvious I'm doing a show on him. And when we called, they said they had a backlog of journalists and talk show hosts and television talk shows that wanted to interview him. How much does this kind of publicity help at least people to take a look at his economic plan? That some have problems with it. Other economists I read think it's a good idea. But it's different. It's totally different than, I think Romney's plan is like 159 pages, and this is very simple to understand. How much does this little boost in visibility help? Is this got a very short curve to it?
Well, it may have a short curve. Kane had a boost in visibility some months ago in a rise in the polls, and it didn't last long, so we'll see whether this lasts. You raise his tax reform plan because he really does have the most really the most specific and probably the boldest tax reform plan any candidate's proposed in terms of having a 9% flat income tax, a 9% corporate tax, and a new 9% national sales tax. Nobody else has proposed anything quite as bold or quite as simple, even though he hasn't worked out the details there. But it has attracted attention.
But he has worked out the details. See, this is another example. Robinette, I'll keep my comments to myself about him. He, other than him being wrong there, Ron Fischow, a guy that runs one of these websites, they're interested in keeping their thoughts about Zogby. The Zogby poll now rates among the highest in terms of accuracy. You can look at any of these. It isn't the old school. Many of the pollsters are recognized with one party or the other, and Zogby is not. So their discount is meaningless and speaks to their own arrogance, it seems to me, anyway. 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll take a few calls. Actually, maybe we'll seed the callers. Let's see what we want to do here. I guess maybe there are a lot of people that are talking about the Obama plan on taxes, plan to raise taxes on millionaires and that sort of thing. That's been around for a while. There are people who want to talk about the control that politicians have over what's going on and the control the corporations have over the politicians and how that affects you. It may be that we'll let ourselves hear some of those thoughts from some of you in just a matter of moments as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMB mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMB to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
800-510-8255. Let me set the tone here. The PACs, political action committees, and how they have gotten, these super PACs have gotten into the cash business. They're like machines producing money since the Supreme Court upheld a ruling a year ago, January, I think it was, basically opening the floodgates for corruption without rape. The major political parties hailed this. And most of the people in the country understood what was going on, did nothing but boo, and now are seeing what the results are. Independent fundraising groups gathering and spending unlimited money to run supporting ads and programs and stuff for candidates. The Republican contenders, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, have one of these super PACs working to boost their candidacies, already raising tens of millions of dollars. The watchdog groups are trying to see what's going on here, but the PACs are hiding what they're doing. And so this is the latest erosion of campaign finance rules, because the big corporations can give whatever they want and nobody can really say or do anything about it except you. So let's see what you think. Here's Maggie calling from San Jose.
My feeling is that there's no way that there can be compromise made between the two parties unless the influence of lobbyists, which represent corporations and special interest groups, are taken off the table. I've been observing politics for a long time, and I have never in my life seen the control of corporations and special interest groups over our politicians as they are today. And it is ridiculous. And they don't listen to the people. And when we were in Spain this summer, on vacation, we noticed that the people there are protesting because their politicians seem to be in the pockets of corporations, which are sending jobs overseas, which is what is also happening here.
Interesting that it is happening elsewhere, not just here. That's a very interesting observation, Maggie. Thank you. David in Texas, your thoughts?
It's going to be fixed when there's no more labor unions, when everybody's making $5 an hour. Now, here all you hear is depression and how bad it is. And then you look, any of you watch ball games on Saturday and Sunday? I noticed every one of those stadiums were packed. You know what it costs to go to ball games? There's all kind of money. We're not in no depression. They're doing this when they get rid of Social Security and the way America was supposed to be. I'm not saying I agree or not, but you got the power, the corporations have took over, and that's what's going on. America is going to be cleaned up. No socialism, nothing.
Nothing. All right, David, that's an interesting accent and an interesting thought process. 800-510-8255. All right, Michael is in New York with thoughts on the president and money.
Yeah, I am an African-American Tea Party conservative, first of all, this new jobs bill that the president has announced yesterday, they questioned Harry Reid, and he says that he doesn't want to bring it up. There's some legislation with respect to China. He said that is very, very important. There's a Harvard economist came out had an ad in the New York Times. He's also was on a couple of other networks estimating this new jobs bill supposed to create jobs at a rate of $200,000 per job. We Republicans do not believe in venture socialism, i.e., Solyndra, where this administration seems to pick and seems to want to use taxpayers' money to support and prop up these type of industries, then at the same time use your National Labor Board to block Boeing because of a right to work state.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next, one of the new things on the scene is the trial of Conrad Murray, the doctor Michael Jackson was using when he died. Here's talk host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Alex Stone, who's covering the trial.
In just the beginning, Alex, it's been a blockbuster.
There has been some pretty amazing testimony and evidence already shown that within the first moments of the trial, a picture of Jackson's body was shown to the jury. The first time that we've seen a picture of his body laying on the gurney. He was dead either in the hospital or at the coroner's office by that time with sheets pulled up to about his chest, tubes coming out of his nose. And then moments later, the prosecution in their opening statement played this audio recording. And it's going to be hard to understand, but just stick with me here for a second. They say this is Michael Jackson intoxicated on the drugs that Conrad Murray, his doctor, was giving him.
I've never seen him like this. No. Is it raining? Is it raining?
That's him talking about his upcoming tour, about how the crowd was going to love him and the crowd was going to pay attention to what he said. Well, that was found on Dr. Murray's iPhone, and they say that is an example of what he was like, Jackson was, under these powerful drugs that Dr. Murray would give him. And then quickly the defense came back, Paul W., and said, whoa, wait a second. Dr. Murray did give him this powerful drug, propofol, but only a small amount of it, 25 milligrams. Well over 100 milligrams were found in Jackson's body. They say Michael Jackson killed himself, that when Dr. Murray left the room, Michael Jackson injected himself with this medication and killed himself with it. So they're saying Dr. Murray did nothing wrong. It then went into testimony. Kenny Ortega, his choreographer, talking about how Jackson did not look good in the days before his death.
Yeah, he confronted Dr. Murray, saying, look, the guy is incoherent. He's unable to rehearse. To hear that tape was so alarming. And to think that this doctor thought nothing of giving this drug every day to Michael Jackson is, at the very least, a dereliction in duty. Now, what are the charges against Dr. Murray, the actual stated charges?
The one charge is involuntary manslaughter. They did not go for murder. They went for involuntary manslaughter, which is something. There are those who believe that they should have gone for murder, that they should have gone for that extra step. But in this case, it's one charge of involuntary manslaughter. The jury has to decide, did he essentially inadvertently kill Michael Jackson?
Wow, what a voice that guy's got on him, huh?
All right, here we go to the View, where the ladies discuss this audio recording that you just heard.
Why did he tape that? I mean,
probably
to build his own case.
But he didn't know Michael was going to die.
No, I don't think so. But maybe he was just accumulating some kind of thing. He figured something might go wrong.
Right.
Maybe.
But
his voice. He sounds deep. He always talks with a high
pitch. But it's right before you go under.
If you're
surgery,
you know, as one who has had that voice, because I sometimes use things to fly.
Oh, yeah.
And
even when you're not in a plane.
I mean, on an airplane. When I go on, an airplane,
yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not a good flyer.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have been...
I didn't realize you were talking to me. Did you? I didn't realize. I was going to have a little talk with her after the show.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need to fly myself.
It gets even deeper, so I actually sound like, you know, Satchmo.
But, you know, if you listen to the tapes, it's really sad to hear a kid, oh, he's a kid, he wasn't a kid anymore, but the pressure that he put on himself, it has to, I want people to love the show, I want them to go away saying it's the greatest show. No wonder he couldn't sleep at night. I mean, the pressure, it's
well,
not
he
fair.
He also couldn't defend, he's not around to defend himself, so we're listening, that's what his family was saying. They're going to drag up all this stuff about him, and he's not even here to give the other side.
I think it speaks to the gift he wanted to give everyone. Like, Michael seemed like such a giver and someone who wanted to not disappoint.
Don't you think that's why when he hung the kid over the balcony, remember that scene with that was to show the fans, I'll do whatever you, I think, that's what it looked like to me.
See,
you want to see the baby, here it is. You know, listen back.
Yeah, that's what we all do with our kids.
I'm sorry. I need to say this.
Yeah.
Yes, I have done strange things because when you are under pressure, people say, we want to see the baby, we want to see the baby, we want to see the baby. So you hold and you go, oh, this is really stupid. You know, you do. People do things under pressure sometimes that aren't the smartest things in the world, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people. This trial is going to go on and on, so we will keep you abreast of everything that we find out.
All right, so that's from The View. And that's a lot of opinions come and are formed and shaped by programs like that, so that's why they're here as part of the Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show, production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stephan. We'll hear from each other again here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.